this living alone would drive me crazy. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Born on this day back in 1943, Richard Manuel. He's Canadian. He was part of the band, a very American group, of which I think four-fifths were Canadian. The band, The Shape I'm In, lead vocals from Richard Manuel on The Shape I'm In. A great song to begin with and a powerful performance on the band's, in the movie on the band, in which it was the last waltz, the name of the film, the band's last performance together. And Manuel was already in not super shape due to various abuses, but a real powerful performance. He was born on this day back in 1943, committed suicide March of 1986. The Shape I'm In from the band. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you so much for joining us. You can find the show, stevegruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. 888-900-9966 is the phone number, 888-900-9966. Head to the phone lines. Dan in Boyne City is with us. Dan, you're on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hi, Scott. I've been listening to the conversation, and I'm a small business owner, and we have applied for the loan. I think the misnomer is the use of the word grant, as we have drilled down with documents supplied by our banker. There are some pretty tight restrictions on how the money can be used, and you have to bring back your employees by a certain date.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're doing the math, we would basically be funding everybody's salary but holding the bag at the end, because our business would not ramp up to the full level that's required by June 30th. We're approximately a $6 million company with 49 employees. We're down to 15 now, and the requirements would be to pay salaries up to 75% of your staff, which would be 37 in my case. Mm-hmm. And if then you have to ramp up to full employment, which would be 49, and without doing that, you end up holding the bag for the loan. So it's not exactly the way it's being sold right now. And now the interest is 0.5%, and
right.
that's cheap money. But the bottom line is you take on the debt, and you really aren't getting anything for it if you're paying. You know, you're blessing
right.
your employees, but
right.
you're taking it on yourself. I think, you know, it's a little bit of a misnomer to say that the government's passing it through, and it, depending on a person's circumstance. So, but at any rate, I think there needs to be more discussion on how that operates. And,
right.
You know, we've been reading all our trade journals for the last week, and every time you hear something new and different, finally got the application from the banker a couple of days ago and been working through it. So,
yeah, when you see it in black and white, then you know you know the parameters.
Yeah. So just not to get too excited. Now it would be different for every company and every
sure,
business.
Sure.
But, you know, that's how it's going to hit us. So,
all right. Hey, Dan, I appreciate the phone call and the information. Thanks so much for calling.
You bet. Thanks.
All right. Dan, thanks for calling. Dave in Grand Rapids. Dave, you're on the Steve Gruber Show.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I was inspired yesterday. I just heard the last couple of minutes of the show yesterday, and Steve was talking about, and hey, enough of this stuff. We got to start pushing back. So I got on Michigan.gov, Michigan.gov,
mm-hmm.
and it's pretty easy. You put in your address, and they tell you the representatives you have and the state senators, and you can call them. And I even got one to call me back yesterday afternoon. She called me back, and we talked for a few minutes. I was really impressed that it's a lot better than Democratic senators we have in, for the U.S. government. But we gotta let them know that, hey, we are not for the 70-day extension. And she says, yeah, she doesn't think there's an appetite for that either. But it's always good to let your
Absolutely.
Representatives know what your thoughts are.
Yeah, they work for you when it comes down to it, and the feedback they get a number of times will impact the way they vote. And I know you're referencing the governor's request for the legislature to extend by 70 days her authority to take emergency actions. Now, I guess she would argue that having the authority doesn't mean that she would use it. But again, I'm not sure why you'd go 70 days out. This is the situation.
Right.
This is the situation, Dave. And thanks for the phone call, Dave, where we don't know what's going to happen next week, let alone next month. And by invoking the 70 days, saying I'm going to need emergency powers for the next 70 days, I think even further chills the business environment. You're telling people that, at least 70 days is what you think is going to take. That might be the case. I don't know why you take that entire bite at once and not do it in smaller segments and just work through and see what happens. All of this is unknown into the future. We have these projections and charts and graphs, and I know you've seen the exponential this and hospital beds this. They're projections. They're the best projections, perhaps, that can be done at this time, but they're just projections. And the more data we get and the more we move into the future, the better handle we'll have. So I'm just not sure why you'd want to go out and say, yes, 70 days is what we're looking for. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Hey, it's a Fountains of Wayne underneath me here. Tell you a bit about this after the break. Scott Bertram in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.